Welcome to Music Scene. With me today is the one and only Alex Harris, singer-songwriter, producer, whose electrifying and soulful performances have garnered him a burgeoning global following. Welcome, Alex, back to studio.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here always.
Well, for those of you who are joining me today, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, for Radio St. Pete. Alex graces us with his presence on our board of directors. And Alex, fill us in on what you personally have been doing as a performer. And then we're going to talk about ACT, which is what you founded, the Arts Conservatory for Teens.
Well, what I've been doing lately is mostly recording with some travels. As you know, earlier this year, I was on tour. We did about, 20-something cities, and it was great. And then we started to work on our next album, a few singles, and then album. The latest single, Better, charted in the top 40 of all North America top R&B soul songs. And it continues to chart on Billboard today. And also, we got a new full new LP coming out, so it's going to be about the first Q1, and some really great songs that are going to be familiar, and our interpretation of them, and then some original as well that we're super excited that I'm working hard to wrap up my portion of it before the end of this month. I'm a little bit off schedule, but that happens, but I think I can catch up with time a little bit.
Does it have a name yet, or are we going to hold back on that for right now?
We have a working title, so I'll hold off on it.
All right. That's great. Alex, I wanted to ask you about, briefly, the Arts Conservatory for Teens, which you started with Herbert Murphy in 2012, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the thrilling opportunity for people to bring those teens out to your next holiday event.
Yeah, so, you know, we just wrapped up the musical teen edition with our wonderful team, Darnell Butler, who's the director of curriculum programs and on our programs partner, coordinator, and also Tiffany Miller, and a lot of our teaching artists. We have over 33 professional teaching artists from various disciplines, and it's really great to be able to work across the region, especially being headquartered here in St. Petersburg. And my big bodacious vision is to be a significant contributor to making this the next big hub in the U.S. and the world for medium-sized cities or large cities for all that matters. So remember that you heard it from me first, right? So anybody else comes after, you know, they got it from. And it's recorded. I'm super excited. We have, you know, one of the largest teen populations engaged in our programs, and it has been that way outside of any sports activities. This year we have 150 high school students, and 1,100 already total, with all, you know, inclusive of middle school, high school, and a few elementary schools. So when it comes to using the arts as a vehicle for youth development, both mind, body, and spirit, we really have a very laser focus on that.
You know, not only do you benefit the underserved and at-risk students, but it's not just music. It's theater, it's dance, it's film, it's art, leadership, and entrepreneurship.
Health and wellness, absolutely.
Health and wellness. Talk to me for a minute about how music and the performing arts can really make a difference in self-esteem and this crisis of mental health and wellness for our students.
Right. I think that's a part of us. So we are creative beings. We are rhythm. We are sound. We're all of that. We're melody. And when we aren't honoring that and nurturing that, right, through nurturing and cultivation, then there's a part of us that is, is dead. So we're like dead people walking to a certain extent. So it's very important that we continue to stimulate, to cultivate that part of our development. And when we seek to separate that, I think it's like trying to walk, and one leg is on one side of the road and the other on the other side. You're not going to get very far. You're going to be very, but when you work to do that and be very intentional about that. I think that's important. And then everything else that is happening. But in addition, in our intentionality, we do work with a licensed clinician with our programming from psyche drama to mindfulness. You know, we're doing these other modalities to help the students in the creative space, not just learning a skill set or refining their skill set, but also learning how all this is connected. Right. It's a holistic approach to youth development is a simple way of saying it.
It's just beautiful. And, you know, these students, you've told me this, Alex, have gone to the Berklee College of Music, the Audubon University. They've established careers in television and film and musical entertainment and Broadway. You have shined a light in their lives, and then you have empowered them to become something like you have become because you work very hard at what you do.
Absolutely. We have a lot of students that are doing it from Houston Ballet to – Broadway. In fact, one of our former students, was Alexander in the Alexander Hamilton tour. He just wrapped up a 3-year, technically 4 years, because he started like in 21, tour. And another was just on The Wiz last year on Broadway. And there are a lot of things. And speaking of Broadway, we got some things that's brewing up. So just keep your ears and eyes open. So it's some really cool stuff happening. So I hope that with everything that I'm doing on the global stage, that I'll be continue to make a platform for other students in our for the new hub of the entertainment industry right here in St. Petersburg.
You know, I remember when I first met you, Clearwater Jazz, on other places, and then I found out about ACT, and I said to myself, this is – you were here before anybody was doing any of this, anybody was doing any of this for the students and empowering them and filling in the gap when arts was taken out of the schools. You were here. This is a legacy from your family. Talk a little bit about your dad and your family and how this is really living their dream.
Absolutely. You know, my father passed away last November. I think everybody who follows me know that. One of the things that I stated that if you may didn't get a chance to know him personally, but if you see any things that I know of all the things that I'm doing, or even some of them in my siblings, I have 7 siblings, that we are a direct reflection of our father and mother. Thankfully, our mother still is with us, but one of the things that our parents instilled in us is not just faith, but education, and then the arts, the creative freedom, I like to refer to it as. We're able to be free in our creativity and the development of that.
Freedom and expression is a huge thing. It has never been more important
Absolutely.
Than ever before.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm going to say. Let's turn our attention to the fact that you can bring ACT, the Arts Conservatory for Teens, and illuminate the holidays. You have a holiday tour. They're going to be spreading joy, light, and hope with performances. How can we book them? What's going on? And how does this support your mission and nonprofit?
Yes. So it supports the mission through the paid performances, or the gift, I should say, the donations that are given, that we request a minimum of. But more so, it's a experiential learning opportunity for the students to hone their skills, not just on the performance side, but from the networking side, and just building their portfolio so that they are more competitive when it comes to scholarships if they choose to pursue post-secondary education, or if they want to go for apprenticeships, internships. It helps to build their portfolio. One of the things is, like they say, you need experience, but who's going to give you experience? And so you get the training, then where the experience comes in. So we have been able to really, more than just, I would like to parenthetically pause to say, more than just the classes and workshops that we offer, but these classes and workshops are designed to prepare students for the workforce, namely the creative workforce. Did you know 4.6 million jobs are in the music entertainment industry alone? $1.1 trillion contributed to the GDP of the USA, and you would think it did not, the way that we get treated. But that was just the music side. That's not including all the other jobs that align or accompany the music entertainment industry. So we are not just doing the music entertainment. We're doing that's you know the other jobs around that, like the Broadway, like the folks who work in the sports entertainment, but they're working behind the scenes and the cameras and all that stuff.
And fashion, so again, and design,
fashion and
yeah,
design,
right.
and hospitality. You know, you all of that is culinary arts. So we don't typically think of when we talk about arts, but all of those, the restaurants, that's culinary arts. So it all works hand in hand, and that's our existence. We are art. We are shape, size, color, sound, rhythm, and all that. And to try to, quote unquote, take a part of us away from us, it does the human experience disservice. And it essentially really cannot do it. So then it becomes this very, really crazy tension with our own humanity. And so when you see what we see in our world and you know, people are disgruntled or feeling depressed and oppressed and all these other things that are not very healthy for our development. It's simply because we are not in full, we are malfunctioning beings. And so how are we becoming more healthy in our function in a day-to-day basis? We must recognize and realize our own existence and why we are here and how we are you know, made to operate while we are here, right? And so I think what ACT does, it awakens that part of our, and reminds the students, regardless of where they're from, their circumstances at birth, regardless of the socioeconomic status, that we share something as in humanity that one may not be continuously making aware to that those individuals that we are serving through our programs. And so that's the more I think a detailed explanation of our ACT mission when we talk about education, empowerment, enrichment is, you know, when one understands and aware, then they can become empowered, right? And in the empowerment, and that's the educational part, making awareness, but the empowerment part allows that enrichment to happen, not just within, but also without, meaning that they are empowered to enrich and not just be folks who celebrate the enrichment in the culture itself.
I want to share with our audience, we're talking here with Alex Harris, the performer, the singer, the musician, who is just incredible. And the ACT is his nonprofit foundation that supports, gives the power of the arts to transform lives and strengthen our community. Chris Steinecker at the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce said some incredible words. So you could book for just November, December, the student performers, singers, dancers, even a DJ for an event.
Yeah.
It gives talented teens a professional stage, scholarships for year-round pre-professional workshop and classes. Listen to the outcomes. This is amazing, folks. 16,000-plus youth and families serve. 100% high school graduation. This blows me away, Alex.
Yes.
90% college apprenticeship placement. 91% report that ACT made them more excited to attend school.
Yeah, that was something that I amplify a lot, because since the pandemic, you know, there's been a huge challenge with attendance across the country, but locally we are very much aware. And a principal emailed Darnell about 3 weeks ago and said, you know, she sat and she looked, you know, since the start, and saw that the days that we were on campus, their attendance, students were on time, they were up. She said, I know for myself firsthand, not just what you're reporting, your third-party evaluator said, but this is something that I know. And that's what I want, you know, our community to understand, that we are not just creating programs, you know, for the sake of another program or another nonprofit. I never wanted to do that. But as I traveled with my brothers across the country, I start to see a need for what has been created. And in creating it, I saw even a greater need. And our mantra has been respond, scale, sustain. Are we responding to a need? In our response, is it scalable? And in our scalability, is it sustainable? And that's what we kind of operate on. And that's how we continue to grow. For 14 years, if we count the pilot years, with 17.
Unbelievable. Tell us a little bit. I want to switch attention. I'm going to give the information about how you can book the mm-hmm. students first. And I want to ask you a couple more questions before I know you need to go pick up your darling young person. You can book with Tiffany at artsconservatoryforteens.org. or Darnell at artsconservatoryforteens.org. I want to do a shout-out to Tiffany Miller, who's here with us today in studio, executive assistant to Dr. Alex Harris. Thank you. Alex, tell me a little bit about what's planned with ACT for 2026 special events, and do you have some bookings that we can talk about for you?
Yeah, so we have the breakfast, our annual breakfast, coming up April 30th at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, but we also going to be doing a soul train in February, so it's going to be a night to remember. Bring out your platform shoes, you know, during...
you know I will.
While soul music is celebrated year-round, we're going to do it in February during the Black History Month, but it's going to be really, really great, and I think it's something... We did it in 2015, and it was a hit, but because we have always been a lean team, we just focused on the breakfast. But this year, we got bold, and we were going to bring it back. And last year, we were going to bring it back. We got hit by the storm, so that really was the time to bring it back. But this year, we were determined. Thankfully, the storm didn't hit it.
The angels are on your side.
Yeah, and we remember all of those who were impacted in Jamaica. I've done a lot of work down there, music work down there. Anyway, I as far as ACT concerned, we have the holiday tour coming up. We have the Soul Drain coming in February. In April, we have... before April and March, we have Just Dance, which is a health thing.
Right.
And then in April, we have the breakfast. And then in the summer, we have our Teen Arts, Culture, and Careers Festival. There is no Teen Arts, Culture, and Careers Festival, a festival that focuses teens in career development and bringing professionals. There isn't one that exists in the U.S. Well, we were the first, started in 2013 and 14, and then we brought it back this year. And next year, we're working on some things that could be a really great surprise and great for our city.
And what about you?
And about me?
You're going to go on tour
again?
Yeah. Oh, you got a new agent.
Yeah, I just got a new agent, and we already booked. We're going to be doing stuff in the U.S., but also we are booked as far as Indonesia, already confirmed. We'll be doing some work over there, work throughout the country, some of the cities that we've been in before, West Coast in California, New York.
You love L.A. You had a special honor in L.A. this year.
Yes,
share people with that again.
I was inducted into the Grammy Museum, Sonic Playground, which really highlights over 200-and-something careers, specifically in the music industry. And so I'm evergreen there in the museum.
Alex.
So our students actually going to be out there for a conference, and they're going to go to the museum to see that and everything else there.
I'm going to LA in January. I can't wait to see
you. I'm planning to be there doing Grammy Week, so in promotions of our new album and a lot of other stuff that's happening. So yes, we love LA. Before the pandemic, I was out in LA a lot. I was considering being bi-coastal, but
yeah. Well,
I don't know about that right now.
Yeah. So folks, if you want to find out more, you can go to artsconservatoryforteens.org and your website, Alex.
AlexHarrisOfficial.com. That's AlexHarrisOfficial.com. Or you can just go to Alex Harris Soul on Instagram or Facebook, and then you can click on the website.
And watch all of the YouTube, and we cannot wait for the new album. We're just thrilled to have you here. Radio St. Pete is pleased to have Alex Harris in our 6,000 music songs and catalogs, and we believe that this is where local music lives.
Absolutely.
But national global talents live here.
Absolutely.
So, folks, book an inspiring holiday concert. I want to thank Alex for being here and Tiffany for setting this up. For next time, until we join you again with Music Scene, I'll be doing the Soul Train with Alex Harris and listening to that wonderful music that he makes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.